Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we celebrate the month of Mar Cheshvan, Mar means dripping water. Mar Cheshvan, the month of Bracha, the month in which was Zeicha to reign in Arzenu HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael, the wonderful month of Mar Cheshvan when the yeshivas begin their learning again. Parshas Noach. Let's try a thought on the beginning of the parasha, maybe on the end of the parasha, and a little bit to continue on the topic of the month of Shemitah in which we find ourselves. Let us talk about the Einshim in this week's parasha. We have the Einish of the Mabul, and then the Einish of the Dar HaFlog. The Einish of the Mabul was destruction, total destruction, Shchasa. And the Einish of the Dar HaFlaga was that languages became the norm. Instead of everyone speaking one language, the world was divided among 70 languages. Today there are more than 70 because of the division of the dialects of different languages. These are not just Einshim, these are not just punishments. Like you go to your imagination and you think, how can I get them? But each punishment was befitting what took place, and that's something I believe I explained once before regarding the Mabul, the idea that the Tzura Sa'adam was nismayit, that the level of human beings was nismayit at the Dar HaMabul. Today I'd like to explain, and in the Dar HaMabul, that's Vayimach Eskol HaYikum, that the previous existence changed to a new existence. Today I'd like to share with you something from the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, regarding the Einish of the Dar HaFlog, and as you will see, this does explain a rather perplexing puzzle. The Einish of Dar HaFlog was that the existence of all of humanity with one language changed to an existence with Ayin L'Shaynis, with 70 L'Shaynis. Now, it wasn't just an Einish that the Rabbi Shon Kaviyachol thought of, but it was something that was also in miyot in the level of a human being. The Targum famously says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created man ruach mimalala, a man capable of communication. That's the darga of Adam over Behema, that human beings are capable of conversation, of letting their thoughts be known to another person. And the division to Ayin L'Shaynais was a lessening of the darga sa'adam, so that people no longer had this ability to communicate with everybody else. That's actually a miyut in darga sa'adam, because part of the godless of a human being is the fact that he can communicate to other people. We have to see that as a unique spiritual talent that people have. Sometimes you know that you need to tell someone something, but you're lazy. You don't tell them. Sometimes I've seen people walk into shul and their head is crushed a little bit, or they have some dirt on the shoulder of their jacket, and people don't tell them. People just are lazy to tell them. I remember once we had a mispahal years ago. He complained to me bitterly. He said he gets up early in the morning and takes a shower before he comes to the 6:15 minyan in shul, and then he uses Q-tips to clean out his ears. He said that morning he had somehow been distracted, and without knowing it, he left a Q-tip sticking out of his ear. And he walked to shul, and he came into shul, and people said good morning to him, and he walked around with a Q-tip sticking out of his ear. When he put on his shul reish, bang, he noticed that he's got a Q-tip. He asked me, I don't have any friends here in shul. Nobody told me. People are sometimes lazy to say something. The power of speech which a human being has, the ability to communicate with other people, to make things better for other people, make people feel good. It doesn't have to do with a Q-tip. It has to do when people are down. Sometimes you might know somebody who went through a hard time, a broken engagement, or a divorce, or a loss of a loved one, or a loss of a job. Lo'aleinu, these are tragedies, but they happen to people. And others are afraid to communicate with them, afraid to call. I won't know what to say. Pick up the phone. If you know someone going through a hard time, call them up. You don't know what to say, I'll tell you what to say. Say to him, I'm calling you just to let you know that I'm thinking of you. I know you're going through a hard time. I just want you to know I'm thinking of you. You'll be surprised how appreciative the person will be, how meaningful it is to reach out. Rachma Malan, the ability to communicate. The miut, the lessening of Tzelem Ha'adam, was that a person no longer could communicate with everybody. People have different languages. And that is what happened in the Dar HaHafloga, a Yerida B'Tzuras Ha'adam. What do we gain with this, says Rav Hutna? Now we understand G'dayla Olam Sanhedrin, Yosef HaTzadik, knew how to speak 70 languages. Remember, Sanhedrin was trained to speak many, 70 languages. Wow. Now, one second. Why is that important? It's hard for me to imagine a Golubi Yisrael sitting down and studying other languages. Why is it important to know more languages? But we understand now that on a certain darga, the ability to communicate with more and more people is fundamental to the Tzuras Ha'adam, to the Hashpah of a person. I don't say we're on the level, or we should go and learn more languages, but on the level of a Mordechai HaTzadik, Mordechai knew 70 languages. Why was it important to him? Eidus b'yosev samay, b'tzeis al eretz v'tzrayim. We said it today in the Yom of Yom Chamishi. The pasuk refers to when Yosef went out of jail to Eretz Mitzrayim. Svas lo yodati, Eshma. Languages I previously not known, now I knew. As you know, Yosef learned Shivim L'Shainis. Communication is part of the tselem of a person. Communicating with somebody in spiritual ways. I'm not saying piss the fries. I'm talking about communicating with someone to share with him something which gives him chizuk, which teaches him things. That's the koyach of the ruach m'malala, the ability to speak. And so, that is a thought on the parasha. Just like the Meha Mabel was a lessening of the darga of a person, lo yosef oy lekabel es ha'adam ha'avur ha'adam. If it was people have become on a lower level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're no longer on a level that their actions will cause damage to the earth. The same thing. The miut ha'adam was in the fact that people could speak spoke different languages. Let me turn now to some Dvar Halacha regarding Shemitah. As I mentioned to you last week, in our Tzeinu HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael, where they live Yiddishkeit all the time, they are learning Hilchos Shemitah. Now, of course, it's nogea to them more than to us in Chutz Laretz, but in general, there was excitement towards Shemitah. Here, Baruch Hashem, we finance and support those who keep the Shemitah. But we too should be learning at least some of the halachas that are nogea to us. I would like to share with you surprising halachas, but to give you a maramokin, because when it comes to Shemitah, people schmooze and talk and they read things in books. I'm telling you now a quote from Derech Emuna. Derech Emuna is Rechaim Knievsky's incredible 4 volumes. It's a Mishneh Berurah on Hilchos Zeroim, on the Seder Zeroim of the Rambam, on top. He has Mishneh Berurah has the Shulchan Aruch, Reb Chaim has the Rambam, and underneath he has also a Bir Halacha, Mishneh Berurah, and notes like a Sharet Zion. And he goes through Halacha Lamaisa in the 4th volume is Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, and there are of course many halachas that are nogea to us. I want to tell you a chiddush that Reb Chaim holds, it's Ozan Gesund, in Derech Amunah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, in footnote Yud Ches, the Sharet Zion, he calls it Zionim Yud Ches. Listen to what he says. As you know, it's usa to water a field on Shemitah. Now, it's not only a field where crops are growing, even grass. Now, you're allowed to water it in an amount that's needed that it shouldn't get ruined. But beyond that, we don't water the grass. If you're walking in the street in Eretz Yisrael, and you have a cup, you drink a drink, and you don't want to finish it. Sometimes people just spill it off onto the grass on the side. and throw away the cup. Don't do that. It's also to water grass. Rab Chaim there has a chiddush l'chumra. It says to turn on an air conditioner. If you know that the water outside will drip onto grass, it's aser. Hear that? To open it and turn on an air conditioner, you know the water outside will drip on the grass, it's aser. It's a davar sheina miskaven. It's not your intention. You're not thinking about watering the grass. Says Reb Chaim, but it's a psik resha. It's something that will certainly happen. And since it will certainly happen, it's aser. I have to tell you, there are those who disagree. There are those who hold that a psik resha deloi nichalei is mutter in such a case where it's only a grama. You're not pouring water on the ground. You only goyrim that water go on the ground. On Shabbos, they would hold you a lot of, well, we don't turn on air conditioners anyway, but you're allowed to spill water onto a concrete pavement, even though it's going to run onto the grass on Shabbos. Rav Moshe is quoted by Rav Shimon Eider as saying that. It's a psikresha, the loy nichalei. You don't care about it, it's only a grama. But Rav Chaim holds that it's also the eitzah would be, of course, to put a pail where the water comes. They have to put the pail there before Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, that water which is created will become muktzah and will make the pail muktzah. You put it there before Shabbos. But 1 minute, maybe the pail will fill up and it'll keep on dripping and it'll overflow. What they do in Eretz Yisrael is put some bleach into the pail. So that even if the water fills up and overflows, it will not be, the water is not good for growing. And that's what they do. But at any rate, my main point is to show al heichon hadvarim magiim, how far it goes. In Derech Amunra, Reb Chaim says something else. The spilling a sponge of water out onto a grass, where it's going to pour out onto the grass, is also aser, even though it's a kayach sheni, it's a davar sheina miskaven. Reb Chaim writes that that is something that is aser. On a separate note, there's an iser to take Peris Eretz Yisrael, Peris Shemitah of Eretz Yisrael, to have Kedusha Shemitah out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'm not talking about Peris fruits, because fruits, I'm not talking about vegetables, Svichim, which are also anyway. I'm talking about fruits, or things that are mutter. It's also, you want to go on the airplane? You're going to take on the plane with you a bag of nuts. If those nuts grew in Eretz Yisrael, Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, it says that it's aser. There are two reasons that it's aser. Either because it's a chi of biur, the peris that are not eaten have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the Ravid says, so that peris should be motzu in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, where there are fewer peris, therefore it's aser. But Lamai says it's aser to take it out. Now I know you're going to say, uh-oh, what happens if I got an orange, and it's Eretz Yisrael, the orange, and I'm a chutz l'aretz. Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Kuf Peivav, says that if someone else took it out of Eretz Yisrael, not Le'acher, then it's sure you can have it in chutz l'aretz. This is only on taking it out. How do those who plant esrogim send esrogim to chutz l'aretz? You're not allowed to take it to chutz l'aretz. They rely on a tshuva of Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, who wrote a tshuva that says if something is planted al das to be taken for export, that it's mutter, and that is basically what they rely on. But if you find yourself in Eretz Yisrael next year and you're coming back for Sukkot, it's not a davar pashut to bring an esrog back. Not a davar pashut to bring any fruit to chutz l'aretz. Not a davar pashut to bring people to chutz l'aretz. We take it like a davar pashut. Fruits have kedusha. We don't have chutz l'aretz. What about people? You don't have kedusha. We take them to chutz l'aretz all the time. That's a separate discussion. At any rate, my time is up for this particular segment. I want to wish everybody a lot of atzlocha. Chaparayin, I'm sure there'll be a lot of kuntrasim with dinei Shemitah. Make sure they come from a good source. There are a lot that are not from a good source. But if it has a reliable source, Chaparayim, please, and learn Hilchos Shemitah. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful beginning of Zman, and lots of Hatzlacha.